An earwig did crawl into my brother's ear.
For real?
Yeah.
I thought that was just a stupid name.
It went in. Like, it was just coincidence. They're called earwigs. Just
Maria's making puke noises. No, hang on. Are they not called earwigs because that's what they do?
No, they just happened to crawl into his ear.
You're looking around for ears. You don't know whether they do anything with ears.
They don't.
Why are they called earwigs? Why are they called earwigs?
I don't know. Like, why are whales called whales? It's nothing to do with whales.
Why are whales called whales? It's two pronunciations.
Whiskey. Ted in Cork says earwigs are called as such due to them commonly found in ears of corn, the leaves that cover corn stalks.
Yeah, but Maria bravely went on to the Google there and found out that earwigs are called earwigs because they were supposed to probably have sometime have crawled into, but listen, so an old wives' tale, is it?
Yeah, to be honest, I had to stop Googling because I just won't sleep tonight.
She was too upset.
No.
But Sandra, I was very upset. She's an F-boy today. Hey, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What happened to you?
As a child, I was playing with a straw on the kitchen table, put it down, went to bed and came down and went to play with it again and ended up getting bit by on the tongue by an earwig.
What?
Actually bitten?
Bitten.
Like with their tail
the claw
bit?
With the two claws.
The little pincers bit you in the... Because I didn't think they actually bit people.
No, it's kind of like a gripping action, I suppose, but I just felt it on the tongue, so now I have an awful fear of them.
That is hideous.
If I see them, I just stamp on them. That's it, they're gone.
Have you used a straw since?
Yes, no, I have braved this. No, I have.
I have an awful fear of straws there as well after that, I'd say.
Well, I don't know what's more depressing, the fact that an earwig bit you on the tongue or that the only toy you seem to have was a plastic straw.
A used straw.
That we were so
bad
excited
time,
to get up
time.
To get up the next day and go down and play with it again.
Would there be any other creature that would rank higher on your list of things you hate than
the centipedes?
Oh, really?
Or the legs. They just drive me mad. They just, when they're coming at you.
Coming at you.
I can't.
In a dark alley.
I can't remember actually seeing a centipede. When was the last time you came across one?
Well, I do like the...
You get the country, you'd see them.
Right, okay.
You know the big black furry ones that you'd always...
Oh, no, they're the hairy horses. They were lovely.
They were lovely.
We used to keep them in a matchbox when we were kids.
We used to call them hairy mollies.
No, hairy horses we had.
And come here, were they centipedes or were they caterpillars?
Caterpillars, I think, yes.
Yeah.
They didn't have all the crawly legs, the little sharp legs.
No, they moved slowly, which always helps.
Yes.
Things that scuttle are you don't want.
No, that's what I don't like.
Yeah, but it was always great. Like on a sunny day, you'd be lying on a footpath rubbing the hairy molly.
Jesus, man. You're talking about her having nothing to do with a straw. What the hell, what kind of games are you playing? Oh my God, I'm so glad I grew up in Dublin.
Dave, have you never rubbed your hairy molly in public?
No, not on the side of the road anyway.
Oh, Sandra, we'll have to send you out a pair of cheese and cracker socks just so you have something else to play with
good.
Other than a plastic straw.
We were
over at the Wales game, but we just were depleted, so we weren't at the game, we were in a pub, but with four only Irish people standing in among the whole Welsh.
Did you go over to just not be at the game? Was that why?
No, myself and my husband and the three kids went over. We had two tickets. And then we were standing in the pub trying to argue who goes. It was going to be my husband and my eldest son, but then we were discussing. So we said we'd send the two eldest boys. They went because we had a little 12-year-old girl with us.
So the three of you stayed in the pub.
Yeah.
And what was it like kind of after the match?
Brilliant atmosphere. Like, everybody was lovely. The Wales people, like, the Welsh people were lovely. There was a few louts in the pub, kind of, you know, Sexton's useless and all this kind of... But the whole atmosphere, everyone was lovely around you, kind of.
Yeah.
The next day was a bit of a lull. There wasn't much on, but for St. Patrick's Day, we thought there'd be more for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I'm sure the Welsh in particular are a bit perturbed and stoned.
We
kidnapped their saint.
Up and said there was parades and stuff.
Right.
Well, it's not as if we make a big fuss over St. David's Day.
St. David's here, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, look, we're glad you had a good weekend anyway.
Thanks very much.
When you do get the Dermot and Dave cheese and cracker socks, make sure you turn them inside out first. Make sure there's no earwigs inside, okay?
Or hairy horses.
Or hairy horses or hairy mollies. All right, thanks a million. See you
later.
Bye, Sandra.